Moody Radio, mornings on Moody. I'm Dawn Ray, and joining us this morning is Pastor Frank Lewis. And Pastor Frank, you are the senior pastor at First Baptist Nashville, right in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome.
Thank you, Dawn. It's great to be here.
It is such a blessing to have you in the studios again, and what a church. 200 years coming up on a 200th anniversary right in the heart of Nashville, and it didn't always look like it does in the heart of Nashville as it does right now.
Oh, you know, Nashville, it's such an exciting city, and there's so much going on downtown right now with construction and tourists everywhere, every day. Of course, you got to watch out for the scooters as you're heading into town and all that. Don't want to run over anybody. But what a fun place to do ministry.
Well, that's exactly what I want to ask you about today. Ministry in the heart of Nashville. Does that look the same as it did, say, 30 years ago? Or how is First Baptist Nashville reaching out into the community with the gospel?
Oh, you know, every day it's an incredible challenge. The gospel doesn't change. And, of course, the hearts of men and women that we come in contact with, they need to hear the truth of the gospel, that we were sinners, that God provided through Jesus Christ the opportunity for the wrath of God to be satisfied, and Christ died for our sins, and God raised him from the dead. And if you believe that, the scriptures say, and if you confess that with your mouth, you'll be saved. And so we try our very best to make sure that in everything we do, that message is foremost. That comes across in funerals, that comes across in weddings, that comes across, of course, every Sunday when we have our worship times and our Bible studies. But it also comes across in one-on-one conversations that we try to encourage everyone in our congregation to carry that message when they go from our steeple out into the world.
When you are looking at those relationships within the church, Pastor Frank Lewis, our guest today from First Baptist Nashville, when you are trying to encourage somebody to articulate their faith, but maybe they've never shared the gospel before with someone, as a pastor, how do you equip someone, encourage someone to take that first step so that they can have that conversation?
Dawn, you know, there's so many little steps that a person needs to take. The first step is just having a prayerful awareness of the reality of lostness, that people are in darkness, that they're spiritually dead, the scriptures tell us. And so we pray for them, and we ask God to give us a spiritual sensitivity to the needs of the people who are around us, the opportunity to bring up a good word. And it's a simple question sometimes. Do you know the gospel? Has anyone ever told you the good news of Jesus Christ? Some people would go with a much more, I don't know, easy kind of a conversation to find out what the needs are of that person's life and then relate that to Scripture. And there's certainly not a wrong way to witness, unless you're just too quiet, probably. But we encourage people to think about one person. There's a campaign going on that a lot of Southern Baptist churches are a part of right now called Who's Your One? And the idea is to remind us that we are fishers of the people who Jesus loves. And as fishers, we're in this campaign of casting out the line and thinking about who our one person is, praying for that person, and then finding ways to engage that person in a spiritual conversation or a gospel conversation, to try to point them or nudge them a little bit closer to the Savior.
Pastor Frank Lewis is our guest this morning on Moody Radio, and it really is encouraging to just be reminded of some of the basics. When you ask the Lord, He is so faithful. He'll Yes. show you and He'll share with you. Like you said, like the biggest problem we might have is to stay too quiet. If we're asking Him and having Him equip us, then the work becomes easy. We are just faithful to step into it. Who's your one? What's the encouragement to keep that person's name in front of, say, the congregation member Are there tools that the church is using? Are we being reminded to keep that person's name in front of us, pray scripture over them, all of the above?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's a great little prayer guide that's been established by our friends at the North American Mission Board. We're going to be utilizing that to give a prayer guide to every person who says, yes, I'll be a part of this effort to reach one person. They have a card that they write the name of the person they're one, and they share that card with us as a staff so that the church staff can be praying for them. There's also a 30-day prayer guide using scripture where this individual, say you have the workbook in your daily journal that workbook provides. There's a place where you write that person's name every single day for 30 days as you're praying for them. Well, you know, if you do that, you just think about it.
That's right.
You're putting that name down. You're going to be thinking about that person. You're going to be looking for opportunities to engage that person in a conversation, or perhaps even invite them to an event at the church. That one becomes kind of your target. You're going to go after that person just like a salesperson would, but you're doing it for a much higher purpose than gospel.
Oh, that's right. Pastor Frank Lewis, our guest today, and he is senior pastor of First Baptist Nashville. But let me give you the website. It's nashvillefirst.org. So if you want more information about the church, which is just in the beautiful heart of downtown Nashville, a lot of construction around there. So Pastor Frank, you can tell us how we can access First Baptist Nashville. And we'll come back and talk about that here in just a moment. And there's also a lot of things going on with the 200th anniversary. But details about the church, you're going to find them right there at nashvillefirst.org. Moody Radio, I'm Dawn Ray, mornings on Moody.